Scouts BSA Troop 137 is settling in for its weekly meeting. About 20 scouts in their khaki shirts are organizing themselves into a circle. Opening ceremonies kick off with the Pledge of Allegiance, Scout Oath, and Scout Law.
A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
I think every person can be that if you try hard enough.
When Hannah Thames says every person, she's most certainly including girls. Hannah is 12 years old. She has long brown hair that she wears in a braid. Her favorite TV show is Riverdale, and Doritos make her want to puke. Hers is one of the first troops of girls in Scouts BSA, and one of three troops of girls on the Cape and Islands.
Michelle, we need to do this, okay? So there's water / fire, which means you help get the fire ready and you get the water.
Hannah's getting the scouts back on task and assigning jobs for their next camping trip. She's also working on earning her first three merit badges. On top of that, she's patrol leader of her troop. She wants to set an example the other scouts can follow.
It's basically being a leader and teaching them new things that they haven't learned before. And it's not like being in charge or being the boss, but you lead them to like what they're going to be doing and help them.
But not everyone was supportive of the policy change admitting girls into scouts. Some parents thought the boys would be losing out on boy time. Michael Riley, the executive director for the Cape and Islands Council, dealt with some of the pushback firsthand.
I've had a few people express concerns about it, and they didn't have the whole story. Once we explained how the program is being conducted, they go, oh, I didn't realize that. That sounds pretty good.
The troops are still separated by gender, with different troops for boys and girls. Riley also clarified that it wasn't outside pressure that forced Scouts BSA to change. Families within scouting wanted to provide their daughters the same opportunities as their sons.
We like to shoot. We like to, you know, go hiking. We like to go up a mountain.
Diane Mahoney is the scoutmaster of Hannah's troop.
This is very attractive to girls, especially college-minded girls.
That's because becoming an Eagle Scout looks great on college applications. Eagle is the highest rank in Scouts BSA. Now for the first time, girls can earn that status. Ava Smith is 16. She's a senior patrol leader of Troop 137.
I think it's a highly regarded position. Not only does it look great for colleges, but I mean it's an experience, and we finally get to experience it as girls. I mean,
give us a little explanation here.
Hannah and Ava recently attended Merit Badge University at Harvard. It's an annual event where dozens of troops work on merit badges that aren't typically offered in a camp or troop setting.
It's going to be pictures of my first camping trip.
Okay.
Hannah is presenting the photos she took to earn her photography merit badge. That day, she also worked on her fingerprinting and animation merit badges.
People just think you go out and just sell things and you just learn about, like, knives or something. But it's so much more than that. You camp, you learn actual life, like, skills and lessons that you'll probably need in the future.
Hannah knows the 100-year history of Boy Scouts. She knows that she's among the first girls in the organization, but she's not worried about it. She's got enough to focus on.
I, right now, am going to be going on to second class rank, which is really surprising because I've only been in Scouts for like a month, like a little over a month, and I'm already going on to my third rank.
She's advancing quickly, but still a few ranks away from Eagle Scout. Still, she's excited. Before she gets there, she's going whitewater rafting and to sleepaway camp this summer. Hannah's an eager girl and determined to stay the course in Scouts for years to come. She's already planning what merit badges she'll go after next.
I really want to do cooking.
There's like a swimming one. That sounds pretty fun.
Water sports. You would want to do that one in the summer. I also want to do dog care. I don't know.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Erin Kelly in Falmouth.
I don't even know what that one is.